Kum lenen a blad gemara. We're up to the chov dalerim and aleph and sech. Here in the last mishnah of the sixth pedik. Echad hamagdish nechosav. We did. We said that if you sell your, did we do hamagdish nechosav? Yeah. Okay. So we said that when you sell all your assets, including your tefillin, you have to buy it back. Echad hamagdish nechosav. Whether you are magdish your estate with echad hamarich atzmai, whether you marich yourself. Ain loy bixus ishta. You know that we said before that they take, you know, they're leaving certain things behind, but they don't leave things behind for his wife or his children. However, the clothing of his wife belongs to his wife, and it's not taken away. It's not considered part of the assets. So therefore, ain loy bixus ishta. They have no right to take from the source of his wife. Loy bixus bonav or his children. Loy bitzeva shetzova lishmon. If he took their clothing and he dyed it for them, so it's considered theirs. Loy b'sandalim chadoshim shalachon lishmon, and even shoes. Even though they didn't wear it yet, the fact that he bought new shoes for them, it's already theirs, and therefore, the creditors cannot take them. And even though we say that if you want a servant to be worth more money, dress him up fine in elegant clothing, and then suddenly people think he's worth more than he is. And this is how it works. You invest in a beautiful suit that's worth 30 dinar. And then for that, the slave suddenly is worth on the marketplace $100. In other words, it's exponential. He's worth a lot more than and this is in life generally. Right, you invest a few dollars, and suddenly you can sell for a lot more than
paint the house before the auction.
Exactly, or you put rent a garden there for a month, and just gives a much better impression. The house is worth more. Yeah. So now it's worth another extra $100. For $30 investment, it's worth an extra $100. More than three times as much. Became part of likewise a bull. We had it before, a cow. So can we see the guy has a cow? We say, look, well, a cow is worth $10, and we expect you to pay us $10, right? We work out his assets. We don't confiscate his assets. We don't seize his assets. We say, this is what your value is, and this is what you owe us. Right? The minimum is a shekel, but this is what you owe us. Now, if you would take this cow and bring it to a shlachter, you'd probably get more money for it. We don't say that. Mishabachazi, if you take it, let's say, to wait to the market day. On a Tuesday, it's worth $10. But on a market day, Thursday, you can sell the market for more than $10. There's a lot more coinage there. We don't say, okay, let's wait. It's v'chein margot. We had it before about the diamond. In the town over here, there aren't too many rich people, so therefore you can only get so much money for it. But if you take it to the big city, you get a premium for it. You assess things the way they are now. You appraise them the way they are here and now. And we don't say, oh, you could have gotten more money for Hegdish. The Gemara told him what we learned. You should give the Erech Bayemahu on that day. What do you mean that day? Shalayisha Magolis, do not delay the diamond, the Kalim, to other people. Don't delay the Kalim for people who are poor or simple people. You don't delay it. You assess it the way it is. Kodesh Lashem, it is Kodesh Eibishter, wherever it is. Stam Hegdish, that comes to teach you. The Stam Hegdish goes to, when you say Hegdish, you don't say Mizbeach, it goes to the maintenance of the base of Hegdish. The main thing is, El Mekayim Vishaita, we don't try to make more money for Hegdish. Because you would have thought, Stam, you should. Hadn Aloch Shema Yisayim. Next Pedig. Okay, a couple of other din of we have is also the achuzah. So the din is ein magdishin lifne hayoivul. You cannot be magdish. The achuzah is an inherited field, and we know that the Torah says that when you buy it back, the Torah gives you a fixed amount. You know, for a kur of land, a chaymer of sa'idim, you can grow in a kur of land, and we say it's $50. For 49 years, and if you work out, calculate how many years are left, and you pay one seller and one pundian per year. So, but you do not makdish before Yevul within 2 years before Yevul. We'll soon see why. Nor can you redeem it achra Yevul pachas mishon achas. That you have to wait at least a year before you can, if you sell it, before you can redeem it. And we'll soon see what that means. What it means exactly is it means you're talking about the Yevil itself, the year after Yevil, 2 years after Yevil, 1 year after Yevil. You don't, it goes by years. We don't calculate by months and say, oh, well, you're buying it from Hegdish 46 and a half years, so a half year already went by. Let's count. We don't do that. But if Hegdish benefits from it, gains from it, we will calculate by months, as we'll see in the Gemara later. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, but I mean, We ask a question, Magdishin, Bein Lifne HaYevul, Bein La'achar HaYevul. It says in the Braisa, you can be Magdish whether it's before Yevul, whether it's after Yevul, and there's no time limit, time constraint, that you know, it has to be more than 2 years before Yevul, and that's like our Mishnah. Uvishnas HaYevul Atzma, merely in the year of Yevul itself, Lo Yakdish, don't make it Hegdish. The Im Higdish Ein Kedusha, if you made it Hegdish in the year of Yevul, it's not Kedusha because it goes back to the Balabas, so therefore there's no Kedusha at all. So Rav Shmuel Levayu, Rav Shmuel say, what does it mean? Ein Magdishi. This is what it means. You should not be Magdish. They both answer. It's not a stir to Mishnah. Of course you could be Magdish. But when the Mishnah, the Braisa says you should not be Magdish within 2 years, Ligoyel Begirua Pachish, of this whole calculation that you know, you discount for how many years you already had it before you redeem it, is only if it's before the 2 years. Because once it's within 2 years, you got to pay the full $50. If you want to redeem it a year and a half before the 50 years expire, you got to pay the full amount. There's no calculations for Girua at that time. The Kivan, the Ein Magdish in Lego. That's, and that's what the Mishnah is saying.
Is it a con or a flip side?
It's a pasuk, can I tell you?
But isn't it like when you sell somebody, you feel he's got to have at least 2 years before you can redeem it?
Before. Here we're saying you could redeem it, but there's no discounts.
Hmm.
So,
does Girua mean that the
discount,
lower amount of time,
yeah,
therefore we're giving
you diminish? Girua means you diminish, yeah, the you reduce the amount.
What's,
yeah,
reduced? The production of the land? Or
No. So you have 49, you have 50 shkolim for 49 years,
yeah,
and then depending on how many years, we'll deduct
reduce
that. So that's Girua. So technically you can, but since if you do, you pay the full amount, v'kivin, the emagdishin, ligor, begrua, parash hashonim, yehei odachos al nechosa, so the Mishnah is advising you, it doesn't make sense to go ahead and make it hegdi, you have rachmanish nechosim, but yakdish parash hashonim, not that you're allowed to, emagdishin means don't do it, it's not a good idea, because if you decide to redeem it back, it will cost you the full amount of money, $50. But the Braisa is right, you could be makdish it up to the very last minute. So the Gemara with Machlekes now, it must be learned. Hamakdish sodeyu bishnas hayevul atzma. If you're makdish your field in the year of yevul itself, now remember the Braisa says bishnas hayevul lo yakdish. So as soon as you Machlekes, Rav Shmuel, if you makdish your field in the year of yevul itself, Rav Amar Kedusha, Rav says it is kodesh v'noisen chamishim. But even in the year of yevul, you got to pay. If you want it back, you got to pay $50. Shmuel Amar. The fact that you can redeem it in that year is not kedusha at all. There's no kedusha whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Maskel Rav Yose, Bishleim. Now later on we have the same machlek as if you sold a field. Now when you sell a field, comes Yevul, comes back to you. What happens if you sell a field on the year of Yevul itself? Rav says it's sold, but you get it comes right back to you. Shmuel says it's madach if you sold it before it comes back to you. Surely you can't sell it right now. So the Gemara is going to see whether it works with the Hegdish. When it comes to selling a field, the Polish Shmuel, the Rav, the Shmuel, Rav argue. Rav says it's a sale, but you get it right back. And Shmuel says it's not a sale at all. Iklamen mekavul chaimer. There, Shmuel makes sense. Ma mechura kvar yaitze. Ma dechus have sold a while ago. Yaitze achshu comes yevul. It goes back to the balabos. She ain't a mechura. If it wasn't sold yet, you want to sell it now. Ain't a din shaloi demacher. Then you can't sell it. So we understand Shmuel's svara. When it comes to Hegdish, Shmuel said about Hegdish the same word. It's not Hegdish. What's the Kavuchaymer? El Hochavim Iklim Eme Kavuchaymer. What's the Kavuchaymer?
Is the Yom Kippur when the land goes back, Yom Kippur, is Yom Kippur the day that it goes back, or is it a starting point in the calendar?
It's the day it goes back, Yom Kippur.
So what happens if you sell after Yom Kippur?
But it's the whole year it goes back. Yeah. But it goes back, it'll make a difference.
Trigger.
Like we had like Shemitah, we had any Shemitah a little bit soft. Says the Gemara here. But now we learn, but by Mechira, it goes back to you. By Hegdish, it doesn't go back to you after 50 years if you don't pick it up. But now, Higia, Yevav, Le'nigla, if it came Yevav and you didn't redeem it, it doesn't go back to you. Koyanim nichnasin l'saycha, the Koyanim enter, v'noistin the mer, they have to redeem it, and they take it back with them. So what's the Kavachemer? What's the Kavachemer? Kavachemer by Mechira is Madoch, I sold it a while ago, comes back to me, so surely I can't sell it on the year itself. But by Hegdish, it doesn't go back to you. It goes back to the Koyanim, and they have to actually redeem it. So why if you mark this in the year of Yevul? So why if you mark this in the year of Yevul itself is not a good Hegdish? Let it go to the Kohen, let him redeem it. What's Shmuel's father here? The Gemara, who said Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Shmuel, Kirab Shimon's Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, and it's still a Kavu Chaymer. What does Shimon say? The Amar, he says, Nichnasin v'loi noistin. The Kohenim take it hake, but they don't pay any money. So the Kavu Chaymer goes back. Madach, if you redeemed it a while ago, comes Yevul. There's no cost. The Kohenim take it. So surely if you mark this on Yevul itself, there's no kedusha here. And you don't have to redeem it. There's nothing to redeem. What about Rav? Rav Sova, Rav holds, Rav says, no, you can't say this about here when it comes to Kedusha. Why not? Who doesn't end up back to the Bailim? Where does it go? It goes to the Kohenim. And the Kohenim are representing Hashem. It's not pshat that it goes back to the owners. It's going to the Eibishter.
So but you're, Eibishter, not, you're but, not comparing apples with apples.
Exactly. So therefore, so if you're Machjan Yevil, maybe the same thing happens. It goes to the Eibishter. Why does it go back to him? The Kohenim, Sachakum, Meshulchan, Gavoya, Kazacha, they're only taking their in the Eibishter's place. My time of the Rav. So what's the Rav Svara?
When the Kohen buy and redeems from Yoy from the Hadish,
cost him nothing.
Understand, but is he holding him there as like another for this
Eibishter? No, it's his, but he's representing the Eibishter, do whatever he wants. It's so unfair. It's only the Mishmer of the Kohenim on Yom Kippur who end up everything. Imagine 50 years of the Kohenim waiting for this moment, and whoever's roster it is that week, they get everything in Yom Kippur. No. Not when you mock this shit. It says, one of my time with the Rav, what's for the Rav, don't cry. It says in the Pasuk, V'im Mishnas HaYevil. It says in the Pasuk, if from the year of Yevil. And Rav holds Ushnas HaYevil B'chal. When the Pasuk says, Im Mishnas HaYevil, includes the Yevil, and says in the Pasuk, the Yakdish Sadeu. Clear that on the year of Yevil, you can also make your field Hegdish. And Be'ekcha Yakum. What's Shmuel going to answer? Shmuel will say, Mishnas HaYevil doesn't mean the year of Yevil, it means the year after Yevil. Miksiv doesn't say v'im bishnas ayevul, say in the year of Yevul. Mishnas ayevul ksiv, it says from the year Yevul. Mishnas achra Yevul, the year after. So there's a machleg we had before, we had machleg Rebbe and Rabbanim before when it says in the pasuk that the first day and the seventh day you should not eat chametz, and you get kudos if you eat chametz. What is it? Does it mean the second through the fifth, the second through the sixth, and we need a special pasuk to tell you the first and seventh, or the first to the seventh automatically includes the first and the seventh? So l'chay, this is the same achlik as Rav Shmuel. Says Gemara Bishlam, according to Rav, before we get to that, Gemara asks, according to Rav, Hein Dechsiv is a pasuk im Mishnas Hayevul. That's why it says Mishnas Hayevul. And then there's a second pasuk where it says v'im Achra Yevul Yachdish, and then you make whole year deductions. There's two psukim. One pasuk says im Mishnas Hayevul, and another pasuk says im Achra Yevul. And according to Rav, two different periods. Mishnas Yevul is the year of Yevul itself, and Mi'im Achri Yevul is the year following Yevul, the first year in the cycle. Okay, it's two different periods. El Shmuel holds that Mishnas Yevul and Achri Yevul are one and the same, or the Tupsukim for my Achri Yevul, so why the Tupsukim? Gemara says, Achar, it says, it means, the first puzzle is talking about the first year after Yevul, the second puzzle is talking about the second or third year after Yevul. In other words, the first year after Yevul, there's no Geruah. According to Shmuel, if the first pasuk is Im Mishnas Yevul Yachdish Dei Ke'egecha Yakum, full price. That's year number one. We don't deduct anything. When the pasuk says V'im Achra Yevul Yachdish Dei V'chishav Loya Koyin Es Hakesef, that's from year two and onwards. That's when we start deducting if you want to redeem it back. Yeah, so it makes one for a question, but according to Rav, it makes no difference from the first year and onwards, because Achra Yevul, according to Rav, is the first year of the cycle. Basically, that's a question. Makdishi, and it says in the Braise, Bain, you can be Makdish, Bain, Lifne Hayevil, Bain La Achra Yevil, but Vishnas Hayevil, Atzmala Yakdish. So the Braise we had before, you can be Makdish right before, right after Yevil. We already said before, technically you could be Makdish, but the year of Yevil, you shouldn't be Makdish. And the Im Higdish ain't a Kedusha. It says clearly the Braise that if you make it Higdish on the year of Yevil, there's no Kedusha. So what's it? I'm saying that it's Kedusha. And then you just take it, redeem it. L'chayda, clearly there's no kedusha in the year. Shmuel's right. Ain't a kedusha. What it means now, kedusha is bigurua. No deductions. When are the deductions from year one and onwards? But if you're makdish in year number 50 and you want to redeem in year number 50, you got to pay a full $50. Avol kodesh v'nois nechamishim. You got to pay the full price.
But the time of hektish, it becomes hektish. Or?
Yeah, because hektish till you redeem it. Says the Gemara, that's Rav. Shmuel says, any kedusha. Says the Gemara, so you tell me the 50th year, if you makdish it, that's when you pay 50. That means the other times, before you're able and after you're able, you still deduct. But the Gemara, Miklal, the lifnei ha-goyivu, you can go gerua. So it seems to me, only on your able, you cannot deduct, you have to pay the full price. But if you makdish it 1 year before you're able, you deduct. Right, 1 year you're able to, you know, you take off. Nochayda, you Rabbi Feidish said, and Shmuel said that up to 2 years before you deduct. Once you get within the 2 years, you don't deduct. Hadil of Shadim Raisa, but Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavayu ain't magdishin ligoya begrua parushishanim. If you magdish it within 2 years of the yovel, you get no deductions whatsoever. Kasharav, because you're making a distinction here in this Raisa between the year yovel. It says yovel, you can't be magdish. Doesn't mean you can't magdish. No deductions. But according to you, a year or 2 years before yovel, also there's no deductions. So why is the Raisa say over here, yes, you could make it magdish, and over here you can't? When you say you can't make it hegdish, all it means is no deductions. So lechayda is the same thing as within 2 years before yevul as well. What's the chiluk? Lechayda, as I will say to you. So you know, you're right. When it says over here that your magdish means you pay full price, and the 50th year, taka, not like I say, you taka, there's no kiddush at all. But I hold clearly that you could be magdish through the year. Hamani rabbanini, this follows the rabbanon. Who say that it's inclusive. I know the Amri Kirebi, I hold like Rebbe. The Omar Rishon Bechlau Shvi Shivachal. Rabbanan say when it says first and seventh day, it means the days in between. And you need a special pasuk to Asa. So if it means the days in between, so the pasuk says, in Mishnah means it's not including Yevul itself, the year after Yevul. This is like Shmuel. But I paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe says when it says first and seventh day, don't eat chametz, it includes the first and seventh day. So if the first and seventh day are included, then when it says in the pasuk, v'im Mishnah say Yevul includes the year of Yevul itself. Now what? The year of Yevul itself, you could be makdish it. And I paskin like Rebbe, so therefore everything makes sense. So going back to the Braisa, learn Taka Pashup Shat, on Yevul year, you cannot be Makdashit. The years before, you could be Makdashit, even though there's no deductions if it's within 2 years. But Yevul year itself, you cannot be Makdashit. And even though you cannot be Makdashit in the year of Yevul, why not? Because this follows the Rabban. They hold when the puzzle of the Im Mishnas Yevul means the year following Yevul, like Shmuel. Another Amrikid Abidamar who says, Rishon V'Rishon Bechlau, Shvi in December Day Becham is Vishvi Bechlau. Is Hachinami, according to them, according to Rebbe, when it says Mishnas Ayevu B'chal, when it says V'im Mishnas Ayevu, supposed to be Mishnas Ayevu, Mishnas Ayevu B'chal. Okay, everything makes sense. Freddy Gemari Rebbe, if it's like Rebbe, that what is included in Mishnas, therefore, it's talking about Yevu. So if it's talking about Yevu, and that's part of the years you can mark this, so how many years until the next year? Well, not 49, but 50. No, so why do we say you pay back one seller and a pundian every year? Because it's 49 years, but you're saying it's 50 years. There should be exactly one seller per year. What kind of pundian is over here? It should be one seller per year. If you're going to tell me that Rebbe Taka holds you don't, who said Rebbe holds you pay a seller the pundian? Maybe Rebbe Taka and Rav will hold that you pay each year seller. But now we learn the fetish in the Mishnah. It says, Higdish, we'll learn later on. Shtayim v'sholosh shon lifnei yovel, if you're magdish 2 or 3 years before yovel, Rebbe says, Oymani, noisein seller upundi in front of the depending on how many years are remaining, you give a seller and a pundian. Rebbe holds clearly the pundian involved. That means it's a 49-year thing. But you're telling me Rebbe would hold by yovel's imishnas means that it's included the yovel year. So it's 50 years, you have 50 years. Why are you paying a punyan? So the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda, there's only 49. Remember we had a machlekes if Yevul is the 50th year or Yevul is the 49th, is the first year. So he holds like Rebbe, so between Yevul and Yevul is only 49 years. So Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda is 49 years. And I told you that Tesis, Paskins, Aloch, is talking like Rebbe Yehuda. And this is one that I is. Because here Rebbe Paskins like Rebbe Yehuda as well. Rebbe Kirab Yehuda Svidle, the Amr, who says, Shnas Chamishim, Oyle Lekan Lekan. That the 50th year Yovel is the first year of the new cycle. So it's only 49 years from Yovel to Yovel. So the Gemara, Lishmuel, who says, that Shmuel, so Lema, let's say, that Shmuel who says that Rebbe, so does Shmuel agree that he doesn't agree with Rebbe? Shmuel will say that Rebbe here agrees that when it says in the pasuk Im Mishnas Yovel means the following year, and the 50th is not included. Why? So Lema, let's say Rebbe Karabonis Fidelei. So let us say that according to Shmuel, obviously Shmuel is going to get machlekes out of it. Shmuel is going to say that Rebbe is made in this case because you have this other pasuk. V'im Achar Yevul, you have two pesukim there. So he said V'im Achar Yevul is talking about Achar Yevul, and Mishnas Yevul is the first year afterwards. So according to Shmuel, let's say a Rebbe hold the Rabbanon, would hold the Rabbanon, like the 49th year, the 50th year. Why? Because remember, Shmuel said that the first year there's no discount. He said that Achar Hayevul means Achar Achar Yevul, starting from year number 2, not year number 1, which means it's only 49 years. If he holds like Rebbe, it's only 48 years. Because he could have a sell or stay punyas, my boy, you should give a sell and 2 punyas, because he only has 48 years. Got to give a bit more. Al kochel shmur Rebbe karabonis rilis. Must be shmur holds like Rebbe holds like rabbonis. So there's 49 years in between. So even there's 49 years in between. They hold that the one that hold like rabbonis that there's no that yovel is not the first year. The cycle is the 50th year. So therefore, there's 49 years to not 50 years, but 49 years because the first year after yovel you cannot redeem. Remember how Shmuel learned? Shmuel learned that the achara yovel means the second year. Yeah, the achara yovel. That's when you can start deducting. The first year you cannot deduct. If the first year you cannot deduct, and you yet Rebbe holds you pay a sell on a punyan, must be there's still 49 years to go. Must be hold like they're abundant that yovel is the 50th year and not the first year of the cycle. It says you cannot redeem after Yevil at least a year. This sounds exactly like Shmuel. Make exactly what it says. You cannot redeem less than a year. Rav, my acha Yevil Shana doesn't mean you can't redeem because the Rav you're already starting to deduct. You think it means the first minute after Yevil? Then Barai's here. It means my acha Yevil. It wasn't me acha Yevil, but emtsa Yevil. It means. Even 20 or 30 years. So what do you mean you cannot be? It says in the Braise here, sounds like so we learn Parsha Pshat means less than a year after the Yevil. It sounds like Shmuel. But according to Rav, how is he going to learn it? So he said, no, what did it do the first year? It could be the 20 or 30 year. I don't care what year it is. Pachas Mishon means do not calculate as a year until the entire year elapsed. So if it was 30 and a half years, you say, oh, well, 30 and a half years, let's deduct, you know, 30 and a half. So a half of a sella and a half of a punyan. No. This half year doesn't count. Pachas Mishana doesn't count as a year until the year expires. The Chokama de la Mal Yelishana lemegadalele. That calls man, he didn't complete, the year didn't expire, we do not deduct. For the Gemara, that's the bride telling you. Our Mishnah says that. Maika Mashlan, the Emechashvin Chadoshi, Mehegdi. What are you trying to tell me? So what the bride trying to tell me? What? That you do not calculate months, it has to be an entire year. Before we say, oh, another year we deduct, only the entire year elapsed. Habehedyuk Tony, it says Mefedish, Ein Mechashvin Chadoshi, Mehegdish. It says the Fedish that you're not mechashiv chadoshim with hegdish. Then which means it's a Mishnah. What I need to tell me the same thing. The Gemara matam kamar is giving a reason. Matam legoilin la'achal yeva pachal mishana. Our Mishnah is taka giving a reason. Why taka is it that you cannot be mechashiv middle of the year? Mechashiv chadoshim hegdish because you don't calculate chadoshim. If they don't calculate by months, you only go by years. That year is not counted as a year, and you pay as if it didn't happen yet. So you go to the previous year. So 15 and a half years means 15 years. So you deduct only 15 years. Then the Mishnah said, "Ein mechashrin."
What I'm asking is if it's going to be 2 years. So if
what means to be 2 years?
That was about the redemption.
That's only before year. We're talking about after year now. We're talking about
in the 50 year of the Yovel cycle. So if you're in Kaddish in the middle of that 50 year, is that in that middle of the year, is that already regarded as 1 year?
You got to wait till the year expires.
And then you start counting.
No. What are you saying? I understand what you're asking.
When you're counting a year, that you've got to have 2 years.
It has to be complete 2 years for sure. But that's not what we're talking about here.
Day to day or 2 years?
No, from the year, the beginning of the year. But we're not talking about. Rosh Hashanah.
So as you go back to Rosh Hashanah and you say it's as though you've already magnished at Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. Yeah. The Rashi example is it comes in a month of Nisan, which is Chatzis Shana, so it goes by the Tishrei. Talk about Bilim, why Taka don't you record calculate? Why don't you do it, you know, commensurate, you know, for whatever it is, proportionate. Tamalayim, because it says in the Pasuk Mefedish, V'chishav, you should reckon Loi Hakoyin as a Ketzav Al Pi Hashanim Hanesaras, based on how many remaining years there are. Shani Matam Chashav, we only deal with years. We have Mechashav Chadosh, we don't deal with months. Menayin, how do you know? Shema Teroitz Las Chadoshim Lashana Oisa. How do you know that sometimes that we treat months like a year? In other words, we'll soon see how if Hegdish benefits. We do Taka Dudu. Hey, Chadomi, going to Agdishim Bepalga Da Boyim Vetamne. If you mark this in 48 and a half years.
In the middle of the
48th year. So if we count by Chadoshim, so therefore it's less than 2 years, and you cannot redeem it with Gerua. That you can Mekadosh it.
Which means that you go back.
Yes,
in other words, it's counted as though you were Magdashim at Tishrei.
then more, then 10
or yeah, which means a what?
The year. So then you get your 2 years worth. Right. Otherwise, you end up with less than 2 years.
Is the Eved Sheishonim the same thing? Is Sheishonim from when you became an Eved?
No, but we would have thought that if you did it 48 and a half months, it's not a year yet, so therefore it's not considered that you did it within 2 years before the thing, and therefore it's as if you did it at the very beginning of Memches, and you can still the guy can still deduct it based on 2 years left. Marshall, in this case, no, we're going to treat it as if you're already, it's the middle of the year, and Hegish now benefits us within the 2 years, and you now are going to have to pay out the full $50 if you want to redeem it. That's what he's saying here, yeah. The Kolmok, okay.
Is it ever when you count an Eved for Sheishonim, is that from day to day, or is it also every day?